This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter. Presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Monday edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
And boy, we are kicking off a super busy week. We have got guests, back-to-back-to-back guests all week. Great. We're going to catch up with some candidates. We've got political talk. We've got all kinds of stuff going on this week.
Giveaway. We got a giveaway this week.
I was getting there. Yes, we do. We are giving away Mariners tickets. We got one pair. It's for the Mariners versus the Padres game on Saturday the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had to do some research because, again, I'm not into sports. So they're main level seats. I did my research on that. Okay. They look like really good seats. And so it's for the 420 is the first. I was going to say kickoff. 420 is the first pitch. Mm-hmm. And we are doing that on Facebook. So you need to go out to our KYKN Facebook page. Go out there, like the post. Share it too, unless you know your odds are up for winning it. And then drop us a direct message with Mariners ticks and your email address. And then Hunter, you and I will be announcing the winner on Thursday's show.
Sweet. I was just sitting here quietly letting you spill all the info, waiting to correct something.
I know. It's like kickoff or tee off. No, it's the first pitch. The pitch is thrown out. Yeah. So so that's a cool giveaway. And I think we'll probably have more as the season goes on.
Yeah. I think this is our first one this year.
Yeah, it is.
But talking to people that have been to these seats, either winning them last year or some in-house people that have attended games. Jeff and Mike.
Yeah.
These are great, spectacular seats. And I'll tell you what, I've been up there in that stadium in the 300 levels, and those are terrific seats. It is such a well-built, well-designed stadium to play baseball in that you just feel right there as part of the action. So
yeah, I know the folks that won some tickets last year, they sent, that's the other thing, you got to send us pictures, man. If you win the tickets and you go, you got to send us pictures. So yeah, they said they were great seats. So again, go out to Facebook and drop us a DM, Mariners ticks, with your email, and we will pick the winner. We will announce the winner on Thursday's show. Okay, we're gonna dive right in today. On the phone with us from the B17 Alliance is Terry Scott. Terry, how are you?
I am great. Thank you. Sounds like you got a busy week. It's going to be a good one.
Yeah, we are jammed. It's I had to turn people away. It's like, we're booked. You got to, especially with election season coming up.
Well, we're lucky to get on here and talk about our event on Saturday. So thank you for that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. We love having you. We love the work you guys are doing with the B17 Alliance. And you've got the Lacey Lady is hosting Armed Forces Day, which is a really nice ceremony. And it's a fundraising event. And it's also this Saturday.
Yes, it is. Yeah, so Armed Forces Day, it's a national holiday that about a couple years ago, one of the veterans told me they weren't getting enough recognition in the community, so B17 Alliance decided they needed to do something about that. So we are hosting our membership drive on Armed Forces Day so that we can celebrate the freedom and all that the military do for us every day.
Excellent.
So it's a themed event. It's a themed event with a purpose.
Uh-huh. Okay, so give us some details on this.
Okay, so we're gathering the community to come together and honor Armed Forces Day. When they arrive, they're going to see cars and military vehicles and living history and business vendors, a lot of patriotic people selling wonderful things. And then we're going to have a program, a patriotic salute, at 1 o'clock with a World War II B-17 pilot as our speaker. So that is a pretty big deal.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is Dig Nelm. He's been on 33 missions. He lives in Seattle, and he's coming to us from the Spirit of 45. And we're just really excited to have him because, there isn't very many World War II veterans left.
Yeah.
So this is a big deal to have him come to our facility at the B-17 at the Salem Airport to tell his story. And he's excited, and he's been giving tours. He's gone to Louisiana. He's gone all over touring this story. So we're pretty fortunate to have him coming to Salem, Oregon.
Nice. So is there, this is a fundraiser, so are there ways for people to help you raise some funds?
Yeah, so when you come to the gate, it's $25 admission, or you can sign up to be a museum member, and this is one of the benefits of a museum member. Current members get in for free, and then this becomes a benefit for you to keep going forward, to have You know, our membership is what a sustaining income. It's just a pledge to donate once a year or monthly, however you choose to do it. And it helps sustain us and provides the income we need every day to keep things going forward.
So tell us a little bit about...
The B-17 has a lot going on in the hangar every day.
Exactly.
Like tours.
That's what
and
I wanted.
We outreach to 1,500 students, all kinds of amazing things that this B-17 is the centerpiece for.
Well, and I absolutely love going down for these kinds of events, Terry, because they feel so hands-on and you're just immersed in it, you know, like you said, is military vehicles and cars and this and that. And you guys have some of the best stuff around when it comes to being able to come and see what's there and what you've got on display.
Thank you for 100, because that is, it's really hands-on. It's a place where you can have genuine community come together. And that's one of the things I love about my job, being able to lead it, is that we are people that care about America, and we're people who care about each other. And during World War II, we all pulled together, and it's political season, but it doesn't matter what side you're on. You can come to the B-17 Alliance hangar and get along and know that our country is something that we should be proud to be part of.
Now, Terry, you do other events throughout the year as well, too. Don't you have, you know, smaller gatherings, and then you've got a big summer event?
Yeah, we do. We do every third Thursday, we do a Veterans Coffee Club. We're open for tours on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays, 10 to 4, all day long. And then in July, we're going to do a full-on cruise-in. So we are looking for people to help us make that happen. And then our volunteers, we have 150 volunteers that do a lot of different things, from working on the plane to giving tours to helping with events to marketing, social media, board members, all kinds of stuff.
So for people looking for, if they want to help out, and then also if they want more information about the event coming up, they may want to volunteer in the future, they want to learn more about your events, where do they go?
B17alliance.com. And then go to the events page that tells you about this Saturday. And you can also go to contact us, the membership page, to sign up as a member. Or you can just sign up at the door. You know, people, we're taking it at the gate. Just come and see who we are. We just want people to know we're here and to come join this, because it is a great cause. We're restoring a B-17 to fly in honor of the greatest generation. And people still don't know we're out there. And we are going strong, and we need about 10,000 members to really sustain us.
Well, and like Hunter was saying, too, it's such a great thing for families and for kids. And it looks like families and children will be allowed. You get free
Absolutely.
Entry with any membership. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to encourage, especially that younger generation who may really have no understanding, no knowledge of everything that was done and the sacrifices that were made. And then to come out and meet Pilot Dick Nelms, what an amazing opportunity.
Right? That's so cool. And the thing is that's why we do a multisensory. Every level of your senses will be, you know, tantalized on Saturday. And so this helps kids be involved. It teaches them about our veterans. It helps them understand why they salute the flag, because everything we do, we salute the flag. We have the Senate Airs there doing the Star Spangled Banner. It's
oh,
just
nice.
Going to be a great event.
That is wonderful. That's wonderful. Again, Terry Scott with the B-17 Alliance. You can go out to the number 17alliance.com, and you can get more information about that. This event, again, is on Saturday the 16th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Terry, always a pleasure. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me, and I hope to see you on Saturday.
Mm-hmm. All right. Sounds good. All right, everybody, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Salem Clinic Urgent Care and Color Tile of Salem.
Alrighty. Also, if you want more information on the B-17 Alliance fundraiser, that is on our community calendar as well at kycan.com. So you can check that out there, and it'll take you right to the website, so you don't even have to go hunting for it. Okay. Also wanted to mention, in the spirit of longtime service, Kaiserfest is this weekend. Mm-hmm. We'll be talking more about that on Wednesday with Jane Lowry. But I also wanted to mention, I saw this story over the weekend, and I'm so excited about it. Good friend of the show, good friend, personal friend, Navy veteran and longtime Kaiser volunteer, Matt Lawyer. He's the head dude. He's the grand marshal of the parade.
Woohoo!
I think that's so perfect. Well done. Well done, Kaiser Chamber.
Yeah.
Whoever picks that. I mean, that's just perfect.
Yep, and I will point out that on that community calendar at KYKN.com, you know, it's got local events, including parts of like the Kaiser River Art Art Fair.
Yep.
Being a part of Kaiser Fest, and of course the B-17 Lacey Lady event. But it is the Willamette Valley Bank community calendar.
That's right. I need to update our talking points about that. Absolutely right. Hence why Jane is going to be with us on Wednesday to talk about that. So definitely. And we'll be talking all things Kaiser Fest then. So again, congratulations to Matt Lawyer. I just think that is an absolutely outstanding choice.
Yeah. And I believe I'm trying to think of the timing of the fair or the parade through Kaiser on Saturday. I think it starts at 10 o'clock and Jane will correct me if I'm all wrong on this. I think it starts around 10-ish and it's shutting down, you know, River Road from Lock Haven all the way down, I think, to the Fred, not Fred Meyer's, not quite that far, but
not quite that far.
Burger King down there.
Yeah, yep. So we, you know, Kaiserites are used to that. It happens every year. Same thing with the Christmas parade.
Yep.
Also, got to talk about this. Boy, lots of kerfuffle.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Candace would say it is kerfluffle. It's actually kerfuffle. There was a text sent over the weekend. I don't know where it came from or anything, but it has sure caused a lot of agita because it was fake and it was false. It was about Republican candidate for Governor Ed Deal. It was sent to a lot of phones. We know people personally who got it. There's a lot of outrage about it. There's a lot of, nobody, I don't know who did it.
No.
But I... Go ahead.
Oh, I was talking with Dave Bourne, our producer, a little earlier today, and said this is one of the things that we're going to spend a couple of minutes talking about today. And he said, well, don't they have to put who paid for the advertising? I said, on the radio and on television, they're required to do that. But through text message and social media, they're able to get around those requirements. So you never actually know who's behind some of these hit pieces and hit ads and hit messages that come out.
But it doesn't stop people from speculating. So there's, you know, is it coming from another campaign? Is it coming from the Democrats? Is it, you know, where is it coming from? I don't know. I'm assuming they'll be able to find out. Mm-hmm. And hopefully something will happen because this kind of stuff is crummy. But what it is doing is building support for candidate Deal. I mean, they're getting, you know, a lot of... Mm-hmm. There's a lot of talk about it, a lot of discussion, a lot of talk. So it's having a positive effect, I think. So, you know... I don't know.
Well, I always go with the mentality, you know, controversy creates cash.
Yes,
and,
it does.
And when you are and whoever is sending this out, is it having the opposite effect from what they intended? Is it having the effect they? I mean, I question all of these things.
So do I.
And of course, we're sitting here in political season. We're less than two or. Eight days. Less than two. I was going to say less than 2 weeks. It's Monday. You know, it's a week from tomorrow is election day. Marion County is pathetic in their turnout thus far.
7.2%.
Yeah. And I think the big message is get out, get those ballots filled in, and get them sent in. Don't let them disappear in the pile of mail on your kitchen counter. And again, we said it last week. Get them done. Send them in. And guess what? You can alleviate yourself from the phone calls, the messages.
The text messages.
Potentially even the mailers or the door knockings. I mean, all these things are available if you just get it sent in and it's accepted and shown that you have already voted. They're not going to waste the money and time on you.
Yeah, you can go in and you can track when your ballot has been received. You can see that it's been counted. I think. Well, I know you
not
can
yet.
See that it's been received.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it it's a message that says like it's been received and it's being prepared to count or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, unfortunately, they don't even start counting it till, you know, they feel it's convenient enough on election day.
right. Which, of course, we'll all be, you know, on our laptops and watching the coverage for that. And ignore the people that are out there, it's all rigged, blah, blah, blah. Ugh, just ignore that because that really just stifles and it just squashes enthusiasm. And I'm kind of done with that. Vote. You need to vote. Get out there and vote. And in some of these races, you want to make sure that it is, what was it? Trump even said in 2024, you want to like outvote the cheat, the potential for shenanigans.
Too big to rig.
There you go.
Well, you know, I always go back to when I was growing up, one of those messages that was always said is if you don't vote, you don't really have the right to complain. So
exactly.
I said, I'm going to
vote. I don't want to hear from you.
I'm going to vote just so I can complain. Come on.
Complaining is a sport. It's a sport. We will be at the bottom of the hour. We'll be talking to Nick Hill from Marion Poke First Pack. He's going to give us an update on the elections. But I saw a headline. It's like, ugh, show us who your candidate is without telling us who your candidate is, Salem Reporter. So there's an article from them with the headline, you know, about current mayor and candidate Julie Hoy. And, you know, where's the money coming? You do this every time. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's like business people. It's like business people are the heartbeat of the city. You don't get much done without business people.
Yeah, like, yeah, pointing out that a lot of her money is coming from local businesses. I'm sitting there going,
oh, no, the horror.
Well, you know, when you know, we know that there's people running for offices on the other side of the aisle who most of their money is coming from public sector unions and private sector unions and big out-of-state money. I'm sitting here going, interesting that that's not a concern of yours, but yet local businesses donating to a candidate is.
Yeah, and no, not the realtors and you know, the this, that, and these associations. I went out and did a North Star dig this morning on it just to see her campaign. Probably has twice the amount of money as her opponent's campaign, but so what? Mm-hmm. People put money for candidates they believe in. I mean, that's how it's done. Well, so, again, I get so tired of these headlines where, like, it's somehow nefarious. It's like,
but that explains why they want to go after it. When their chosen candidate doesn't have the funds available, they start to panic a little, especially 8 days out from the election. You know, let's try and throw some shade on local businesses that support a political candidate. Local businesses are local people. And you know, those are that's the lifeblood of this community, the local business, the local people, the people that have a dog in the fight, the ones that are going downtown for work every day, the ones that are driving these streets, that are crossing our bridges, that are seeing the state of things right now. These are the ones that, you know, if they believe in a candidate, probably a lot of us should as well, simply because they think that candidate's going to handle scenarios better locally.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, there's always a lot of noise. Like you said, this is standard operating procedure every election cycle. So, but again, it is just sort of, it can be frustrating. They're the ground game for the opponent. They always have a good ground game. They get the people out, they have volunteers, and they go knock on doors. So it's anybody's race. I haven't seen any polls. I don't think any have been done, just because polling is expensive. The other race, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, the one thing I'm seeing a whole lot of right now is the Democrat side of the aisle is trying to take anybody they deem even slightly conservative or even probably a little left of center and smearing them as MAGA conservative.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there going, MAGA has nothing to do with our local elections. And I think Danielle Bethel said it best at the forum a week ago. Whoever is in the president's seat, whoever's cabinet is there, these are the people that we have to work with.
Right.
And why would you literally sit there and just going, I have not yet met a MAGA candidate here in local politics?
Yeah, especially not in a mayoral race. Mm-hmm. And speaking of that and the smearing and everything and, you know, text messages lying about candidates, the other race that, of course, everybody's watching is the L.A. mayoral race with I don't even want to call former reality star Spencer Pratt. Now, I didn't know who he was. I'd kind of heard of him. I never watched the show. Don't care. But I've been watching this campaign, and I swear this guy, regardless of what happens, whoever is running his campaign needs like a job in Washington, because this is one of the best campaigns I've ever seen. And there was an attack ad against him. And it really was. It was like, oh, these are all the reasons I want to vote for this dude. He's pretty awesome. Thank you, unions.
You know what? I'm going to tell you this. I don't want his guy in charge of this to go to DC, because that's where corruption happens. That's where you get into the swamp and the dirty. I want this guy at a position within the conservative party where he is helping candidates across this country send out those kinds of messages.
Even better. He had some videos and things like that. He's kind of telling the story of the fire, because that's really what he's running on. Mm-hmm. He was burned out. And then there's a lot of sort of ancillary and other groups that are doing a lot of AI stuff for him that has been really good. There's one, I don't know who done it, it's in Spanish. It's catchy. You want to get up and dance to it. And so this one, it's the unions. And if you haven't seen it, you can go find it on X. It's everywhere. Kind of listing out why he's this, that, and he's doing all these things. And everyone is like, well, that's why I would vote for him. Uh-huh. And I think he's starting to, because the poll numbers make so, it's like Karen Bass, the Democrats have, you want to talk about what the damage they've done to Oregon, look what they've done to California. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, and especially LA, the fact that Angelinos would vote for Karen Bass or this Nithya Raman after every, it's like, what, how deluded do you have to be to go, yeah, I want more of this?
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. It's you reach a point where if you present yourself right, and if you want to take it down to a local, it's like Manny. You know, here is someone who has a very deep knowledge of an understanding of the homeless crisis in this community. And yet when they try and attack him, you sit there and go, but that's why I want him in there, because you're sitting here saying, you know, that's his one trick pony. It's like, yes, but that is a major issue we have to deal with. And you're seeing this in California. Yep. They're attacking him by using his own, you know, the points, which a lot of, you know, Los Angeles people are sitting there going, but that's what we need. We need to change this. And I go, if you have a great platform and a great policy and great marketers behind you, you can overcome a whole lot of that by simply just being honest and let them be honest.
Yeah, there's a really great tweet from Peachy Keenan. She's saying that this campaign is crystallized into a political trend that started in the Trump years, because it really isn't. It isn't necessarily left versus right. It's sort of normal people versus insane people. Mm-hmm. And it's battle between, you know, the fanatical, the willfully blind, the people that would, again, check the box for Karen Bass or would continue to keep progressives in charge of your city. These people, either they're just so ideologically blind, they all I see is the D. And even if the D's not there, the D's implied. Mm-hmm. And they will continue to watch their city just completely implode around them. Or they're so wealthy and so out of touch that they're just immune behind the gated communities that they live in. So I don't know, but it's amazing to watch.
Yeah.
Amazing to watch.
And that's the thing. It is the regular people versus the establishment versus the power and the money.
Yeah. Amen. All right. We're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour news. Come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
All righty, and before we jump to our next guest, just a reminder that if you miss us live, you can catch us on all the streaming platforms. If you miss Warren's News in the Morning, you can find that on Rumble. Also on KYKN.com and also on our Facebook page. It's posted there. And I also strategically post podcasts on Facebook and on Insta. I still don't know what's going on with our Twitter account. Elon is ignoring me.
Obviously, we're very controversial on Twitter. You know, we nearly have a...
Posting podcasts.
Well, but while we're at it, you know, of course, another reason to go to that Facebook page, find the one about the Mariners giveaway for next weekend and... throw your hat in the ring.
What is it that the kids say? Slide into our DMs and send us your email address. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to jump right to our next guest, Nick Hill from Mary Polk First Pack. How are you, Nick?
We're doing good. I was thinking probably because Elon's ignoring you because it's X now and not Twitter.
Did I say Twitter?
You did.
Oh,
so he's probably hearing you live on the air. He's like, I'm not touching that show.
Dag nabbit. Anyway, so you look good. You don't look exhausted. You combed your hair today. I'm sure you're busy as all get out.
I guess I'm doing a really good job because there's 8 days left. And if you are not aware, there's 8 days left until this primary is over. But things are in full swing. They've been in full swing. We've knocked 33,000 doors since January 1. Again, this is all inclusive. So not only just City of Salem, but legislative races, county commission races, but still Marion and Polk First volunteers and candidates who are, you know, aligned with us have knocked on 33,122 doors since January 1. So we've put in the work this primary.
That is outstanding. And that, you know, that's where the races are won, man. It's on the doorstep. It really is.
100%. I mean, the conversations that you have with people, I mean, like you said, it's really easy to get lost in the noise and the lack of nuance online when they show, MAGA here in Salem.
Oh, gosh.
But then you go talk to the people at the door and you're like, you believe that homelessness needs to be cleaned up, right? 42%? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And you think your water bill's too high here in Salem? Oh, yeah, absolutely. Not one conversation. Well, I shouldn't say that. There are a particular set of people that are always like, you mean our MAGA mayor?
Yeah.
But I would say...
Oh, I see you've got the talking points. Okay. Well, Have a nice day.
But 99% of the people that we talk to are, you know, wanting a clean, safer, healthier Salem. And it's, we're right where we need to be when we're at the doors talking with people.
I'll tell you what, I went out to Polk County over the weekend and saw a ton of signs as I went out, you know, through town and out that direction. But coming back, of course, I think it was Saturday afternoon, I got report of protesters out there. I'm sitting there going, where is MAGA protesting? I don't. Oh, wait, they don't. They don't get out there and try and block traffic and wave their signs in your face. And
what was the protest for?
I don't know. Who knows?
Can't keep it. What ticks these people off? I mean, I swear.
Well, what's the way? Well, was the wind blowing east instead of west? I don't know. What are they protesting?
Imagine if the time and energy was actually put into something worthwhile. I don't know. Yeah. Cleaning up trash or, you know, getting the homeless situation taken care of or, you know, actual things instead of just waving little signs saying orange man bad, get him out of office.
I know. And chanting and singing. I wish the left needs to stop singing. Can we put a formal request in? Please just stop singing these old hippie folk songs and stuff. Please stop. Okay, that's just my personal request. I can't. What is it, the Raging Grannies or something? Honeys, go play with your grandkids. Go on. All right, there's my rant. Okay, so give it, Nick, again, Marion Polk First PAC, you're out there. You're supporting a lot of candidates. Give us a rundown of the candidates that you guys are supporting.
Yeah, so for the primary cycle, we've got Mayor Julie Hoy and Councillor Deanna Gwynn running for re-election. Supported them in the past, supporting them again. And then we've got Chris Cummings, Manny Martinez, and Betsy Vega, who are all challengers. Chris has run before. He knows how the game is played. He's been doing a fantastic job. And then while Betsy and Manny are relatively, if you will, newcomers, they have been, you know, advised how to navigate all of this hate and vitriol and disgusting stuff that comes online. So that's City of Salem. But then for county commissioner, we've got John Swanson out in Polk County that we've endorsed. And then we've also have Noemi Legaspi, Kevin Mannix, Tracy Kramer, Angela Plowhead, and Anna Munson, who are running for state representative and state senator out in our areas that we've been doing knocking for and helping with I-360. I mean, our primary focus has been the primary here in Salem. And then after that is over, then we'll focus more on the general side of races. But, you know, people always tend to forget about these nonpartisan local elections. And so that's where we've really focused the past six months.
The most important local elections.
Which will be basically for all intents and purposes decided in the primary.
Absolutely. And, you know, I try to convince, you know, other groups and organizations that are super involved with the state level stuff to, you know, get involved with our, you know, local elections. I'm like, look, I get it. Not all of you live here in Salem and you don't have to necessarily deal with Salem politics all the time, but some of your favorite people that you like to get along with work at the Marble Building downtown. And don't they all deserve a clean, healthy, you know, thriving, business-friendly Salem? And so, you know, I realize, again, everybody's asking for time and money at this point in time for their races. But, you know, I truly believe that if you can, you know, support, help us get our Salem people elected, it will, you know, what I've been saying is a trickle-up effect. You know, when they come work here next year for the, you know, the session, they won't have to step over the homeless people camping out on the Capitol building. They won't have to go somewhere else to find their favorite local downtown food joint because businesses will be thriving. They don't have to worry about, oh, I better, well, you should always lock your car, but, you know, a little less, oh, I forgot to lock it, but that's okay because we're in a trustworthy area. But
well, that's to me, that's the thing. I sit here and go, the importance of these local elections in our day-to-day lives. These are our streets. These are our bridges. These are our communities, our sidewalks, you know, our businesses and our jobs. It's so local. And yet I sit here and go, if you look at the best case scenario come out of the general election, we have a Republican governor and we break the supermajority. Realistically, at the state level, very little is going to change because it's just going to gridlock.
Yeah.
And we can't make any real adjustments. You think Wyden and Merkley are even in a position where they might lose their seats? No, our D.C. representation is going to remain the exact same, which brings us all right back to in 8 days. This is the most important election of the year.
100%. And it's all winnable too. It's not like, oh man, Julie's got such a tough time. Oh, I don't know about Chris. Right. I mean, like, everybody is either up or close to being up, and all you have to do is turn in your ballot. Like, I know as conservatives, we complain that, like, oh, mail-in voting, they have made it so easy for us. All you have to do is bubble in their names, walk it back out to your mailbox, and drop it in, and you've turned in your ballot.
Yeah, and I'm getting, it's frustrating. And like I said, ignore the noise about the, you know, your vote doesn't matter. It's all rigged, everything else. I know we've had kind of had interactions again with Marion County Clerk Bill Burgess, who's pretty transparent. I know I have personal friends who've worked down there and have been down there. So are there things that go wrong sometimes? Sure. But overall, vote. Absolutely vote. So it gets frustrating to hear that, because it puts a chill on everything, because people think it doesn't matter. It absolutely does, especially when, according to the numbers I saw this morning, we're only at a 7.2 something return rate in Marion County. I mean, come on. There's millions of voters, and this is the one. I mean, this is the one that is really going to affect you. And then I saw a new poll, just speaking more statewide. Hunter, like you said, you made a good point, because even if the Republican and they break the supermajority, it does go to gridlock. Not a lot changes. But this is interesting, and this goes to our conversation we had earlier. The Oregonian, there's a Portland Metro poll, 5-1. It has a 5-1 Dem versus GOP registration, but Tina Kotek only has a 35% approval rating. 56% disapprove of her. That's, you know, a lot of these races are winnable, but you have to get out, and you have to, at the very least, vote.
It just blows my mind. The past couple of years, Kate Brown, Tina Kotek, least popular governors in all the state, yes! But yet somehow they win. Why are they winning? Where are our people? I mean, that is one of the biggest frustrations. A couple of years ago, we had 150,000 Republicans that didn't turn out just because, my vote doesn't count, doesn't matter. And Christine Drazen ended up losing by what, like 80,000 votes? So even if half of those people turn their ballot in, could be sitting completely different. And so it's just, I get, we need to reach both sides. We need to reach the, you know, unaffiliated voters. But here's a layup for our side. And our people just are like, not this time. And they just sit on their hands and do nothing. But yet they'll still complain that everything is bad.
I know. And what's really equally frustrating is a lot of that noise is coming from the right side of the aisle. And so that it's like, really? Come on. Let's everybody. Can we all row in the same direction, please? Can we just try that? Can we try that? But this is an interesting poll. If you want to, it's at OregonLive.com. And really negative. I mean, up from in just a year, she's just cratered. So there is so ripe with opportunity.
Well, big part of that, I think, goes to the gas tax side of things. Yeah. Just sit here and
how that was handled.
That's the other part of this election in 8 days. That's on this ballot. If we're looking at a 7.2 turnout in Marion County right now, you take that out to statewide and we end up at a 20-25%. It's more likely that this gas tax will become reality if we can't get out and vote, at least vote no on that thing.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we're not taking a stance on, you know, the governor's race. And we've endorsed Ed Deal in the past, and we've taken a stance on Measure 120. And things have picked up these past couple weeks, but, you know, I've just been really frustrated with the messaging. I feel like every opportunity that Ed has had at these, debates, and don't forget that Measure 120 is on the ballot. I mean, they're assuming it's going to fail just because people know. But when I was out knocking doors a couple weeks ago for Manny Martinez, I talked with 9 people, and out of the 9, 5 of them were conservative, talked about 120, and they had no clue what Measure 120 was.
Wow. Okay.
So I explained it to them, and I'm like, well, you know what? At least in Marion and Polk counties, Measure 120 is going to go down, since we've got the handouts and we've got volunteers knocking, giving those out. But it's very concerning for the rest of the state.
It's interesting, too, because it behooves the Democrats to just be mum about this. They don't want to talk about this at all, because this is their mess. And so you don't see a lot of the push, because there's a lot of money. We talk about union money and all the big money that's behind that, which you're seeing nothing. And so it's interesting. There is no yes. Wait a minute. Tell me again. Is this one of the ones you vote no on this because you don't want the tax?
Yeah.
You want to vote no.
No on 120.
Yeah.
I've only had one cup of coffee today, guys.
Well, you want to vote no, but I have heard people kind of respond that it really is kind of a little confusing when they read it.
Yeah. So I
want fixed roads. Mm-hmm. I like fixed bridges. I don't want potholes on the street. So, why wouldn't I vote yes?
See, but you're not seeing any marketing coming from the D side, from the people that wanted this and pushed this through, because it is uniquely unpopular.
Well, but that's why they wanted it moved up to now, because they didn't want it to be a focal talking point in the general election. They wanted it now so it could slip through under the dark of night, and hopefully people don't even realize it. And I look at it this way. If it were to pass or fail overwhelmingly, like 80-20 with a large turnout in the primary election, it dies. It's never coming back, even because it would be that unpopular. If it goes down 56-44 with only a 20% turnout, we've seen this in the past where they can find a way to revive it and say, well, enough people thought it was a good idea.
We'll try it again.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, you just look at what happened with driver's cards for illegal aliens, and that was resoundingly defeated by voters, and then the legislature came back and said, yeah, whatever, we don't care, we're going to do it anyway. So there's always an around that they can do. My understanding, too, is that on some ballots in some counties, it's on the backside, so you got to remember to turn it over. So it sounds like anything to make it a little more tricky to find it, it may be on a separate sheet of paper. So you want to open up that ballot as soon as you get it and make sure you've got everything in there, because that is important. And again, like you said, Nick, the Salem races, they're decided in May.
Hopefully decided in May. I mean, we have a couple that have gone runoff, but yeah.
Deanna Gwynn, I think, wasn't hers in the last cycle. Didn't that go to November?
4 years ago, yeah. And she told you, she would tell you that she would never want to do that again. And then Shane Matthews was close 2 years ago. He ended, I think it was after we did ballot curing, by like 30 votes, but it was relatively close. Nobody wants to do this all over again in November.
No. And, you know, you mentioned 30 votes. I mean, again, these are local races. You've got a really low turnout percentage right now in Marion County. These are won by small amounts of votes in many cases.
Absolutely.
And you've got the people that are ready, you know, who are willing to get out there and to vote. So it's not like the entire population of Salem is making a stance here and making a choice. Unfortunately, these are low turnout elections.
Yeah. And, you know, we were hoping with, I mean, we'll wait and see. Obviously, we're still low, you know, as conservatives have always said in the past, well, I turn my ballot in on election day. That's what I wait for. But, you know, we're trying to break that cycle so that way we don't come knocking at your door on the day before. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to turn my ballot in tonight, when we could have talked to somebody else who had no clue that there's an election happening.
Well, the bottom line is this. If you're waiting till the last minute, life can get in the way as well. It's into that pile of mail that accidentally gets shoved into the recycling bin on Monday night. I mean, it's a little family emergency came out. My kid came home sick, and all of a sudden that becomes the last thing on your agenda. And thinking about it at 8:05 on Tuesday night's not going to do you any good.
I couldn't have said it any better myself. Absolutely. We shouldn't take it for granted. I mean, you should get your ballot, fill it out the moment that you get it. So that way, you know what? It's done. I don't have to think about it anymore. It's submitted. It's good to go.
Yeah. We're running a little bit late. You want to stick around till the end of the show, Nick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's do it. All right, we're going to take our last break. We're talking again with Nick Hill from Marion and Polk First Pack. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Cozy's New York Deli.
All right, everybody, welcome back. We're wrapping up our conversation with Nick Hill from Marion and Polk First Pack. So, you know, ballots are out. People have got them there. Hunter, you made a good case about filling them out because life can get in the way. But once that's done, is there more work to be done? Like you said, you got 8 days. A lot can happen in 8 days.
No, that's about it. You just put your feet up and you're like, I will hope for the best and hope my candidate wins. good thing. So after you get your ballot filled out and turned in, there is still opportunity out there to remind other people who are not listening to this awesome radio show about getting their ballots turned in. You can come to the Marion and Polk First Office tonight, tomorrow night, and Thursday night. We're going to be doing phone calling from 5 to 7. If there's a specific candidate you want to call for, we will absolutely have a list for that. If you just want to call a bunch of conservatives, you can do that. If you want to call a bunch of NAVs, you can do that. And it's as simple as, hey, my name is Nick with Marion and Polk First. I'm just calling you to remind you that we have an election in 8 days and just wanted to remind you to get your ballot in 8 p.m. on the 19th. Julie Hoy is running for mayor. Manny Martinez is running for Ward 2 City Councilor. Anna Munson, Kevin Mannix are also running. They'll be on your ballot. You know, just whatever Haley has come up with. And, you know, I want to give a big shout out to the rest of our staff, Haley and Adam and Virginia, for all the work that they've done this cycle. I mean, it has truly been a blessing. You know, for the longest time, it's just been me doing all of this. But now yeah. I've got help, and we're able to stretch and reach, you know, demographics and people that we haven't done before. And, you know, all of the volunteers who have come out door knocking with us, who have helped made phone calls, who have helped deliver signs, who have done sign waving. I mean, it truly takes an entire community to get people elected. You think, I'll just, you know, fill it out, or I'll cut a check and call it good. But, you know, unless you've got a plan of attack, excuse me, it's wishful thinking on a hope yeah. and prayer that you're going to win. And so it's been a very wonderful experience this time around to have all this help. And 8 days, you're still more than welcome to come out. We'll be doing door knocking this Saturday for all of the candidates. You can contact me, nick@marionandpolkfirst.com, or haley@marionandpolkfirst.com. We'll get you set up. And then if you want to do some phone calling, if door knocking isn't your thing, 5 to 7 tonight, tomorrow night, Tuesday, and then Thursday night, 5 to 7. Once again, you can reach us at those emails. You can go to our website, marionandpolkfirst.com, contact us, say, I'd like to make some phone calls. So there's plenty of opportunities. We'll be doing sign waving this weekend. We'll be doing sign waving on Monday to remind people, hey, the election is tomorrow. Don't forget to turn in your ballot. So there's just lots going on, lots happening with just over a week left.
I'm just glad you got scripts to use, because I know that, you know, if you're sitting in a room and you're calling a list of conservatives, you could have some great, fun, enjoyable conversations with happy conservatives all day long.
And phone banking, it is fun. I've done it many times for candidates. And like you said, Hunter, yeah, there's a script. So you're not having to like make it up on the fly. Cold, it's kind of cold calling. A lot of people don't like that. So like you said, there are other opportunities. Flag waves and sign waves, rather, are always a lot of fun. And you're out with them and you get to meet new people, make new friends.
Absolutely. And again, some of the best experiences that I've had has been the conversations at the door talking with people. And, you know, letting them know that Marion and Polk First, you know, they say that we're a MAGA group, but we've endorsed unaffiliated, we've endorsed Democrats, we've endorsed Republicans, we've endorsed NAVs. I mean, it has just been such a, you know, great experience talking with people at the door. And there's nothing that I can say that would, well, one, make me change my mind otherwise, but, you know, just encourage someone who may or may not be interested. Oh, trust me, it's a worthwhile experience. You will enjoy your time. Don't go to the sketchy doors. I get that. Maybe not. But
and that's the thing. You have lists on that
exactly.
as well. So you're not just going up there. And we're almost out of time with you, Nick. But also when the May election is done, and you know someone says, you know what, I really want to do, I want to run for office, they can check you out there as well, because you've got resources for that as well.
Absolutely. We got school board coming up next year. Yep. We've got Kaiser City Council coming up in November. I mean, it's better to get a head start in the game and know what's prepared instead of putting your name in day before the filing deadline. And then the next day everyone's attacking you.
All right. Well, Nick Hill, Marion and Polk First PAC. All of this will be in show notes in case you're driving. I'll link everything up for you so you can head right out there. All right, man, stay cool. We'll
Thank see you.
All righty, everybody. That's it for us today. Go out and enjoy the day. We'll see you tomorrow.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.